Das Chazor sich nicht über Chesach Shag, wenn wir heute mit Chesach Kedushim darf mit dem Test. Sagt mir, Abaye said, that Rav Shimon and Gamaliel and Rav Elazar all hold that when a person tells a Shliach to do something and tells him how to do it, he only means to give him one possible way of doing it, not to preclude the Shliach from doing it any other way. The previous Gemara has shown that Rav Shimon holds this way. We see that Rav Shimon and Gamaliel also holds this way based on a Mishnah. The Gemara explains the Mishnah to mean that Rav Shimon and Gamaliel holds that in a place where the custom is to write a get either as a get Bakusha or as a get Pashut, and the Shliach was instructed to do it one way but did it the other way, the get is still a valid get. We see that he holds that a person meant to instruct only with one possible way. We see that Rav Elazar holds this way based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a woman instructs a Shliach to accept a get for her in a certain place, and he then accepts it for in another place, or Belazar says the get is valid. We see that he holds that the woman meant to instruct with one possible way. Zaktamar Ula said the machlekes in our Mishnah whether a mistake that is to the advantage of the woman will make the kedushin invalid or not is only with regard to a monetary advantage. In that case, Rav Shimon says the kedushin is valid. However, if the mistake was regarding a yichistika thing, meaning she was told that the man was of a less distinguished yichis, and it turned out that he was a more distinguished yichis, everyone would agree that the kedushin is not valid because she says, "I don't want a shoe that's too big for me," meaning she doesn't want someone of greater yichis who will feel superior and treat her as inferior. A Braisa clearly says like Ula, because Rav Shimon agrees in the case of mistaken yichas. Rav Ashi said we can see this from the next Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says that if a man gives Kedushin on condition that he's a Kohen, it turns out to be the Levi or vice versa, the Kedushin is invalid. And Rav Shimon does not argue in that case. Vekma Mabra Rashi asked, that Mishnah goes on and says that if the man gave Kedushin on the condition that he has a maid to serve him, and it's found that he does not, or vice versa, the Kedushin is invalid. Now that's simply a monetary case. Rav Shimon must argue in that case over there as well, even though he does not specifically argue in the Mishnah. So it must be that when he argues in the very beginning of our Mishnah, he means to argue in the next Mishnah as well. If so, we can say that he even argues in the part of the Mishnah regarding Yichas, and the Mishnah therefore is not approved to Ula. The Gemara says no, because there's no need for him to argue again in the case of a maid, because in a Hanami, that's just a monetary case, just like our Mishnah. And there's no need for him to repeat his argument. However, regarding the case of Yichas, if he does not argue in that case, then he's showing that he doesn't argue. If he would have to argue to show that he specifically argues over there, because it's a non-monetary case. Since he did not, it shows that he does not argue in the Mishnah, therefore is approved to Ula. Another Terezak Gemara. We can also answer that Rav Shimon doesn't argue in the case of Yichas and also doesn't argue in the case of the maid, because that's similar to the case of Yichas in the following way. The case of the maid is where the man is found to have a respected maid. A wife doesn't want her husband to have such a maid because she becomes privy to her private conversations and is believed by people when she goes and repeats them. Zakhmar Ravaita Brysa says, if a man gives Kedushin on condition that I am a reader of Mikra, then once he reads even three Pesukim in Shul, she is Mikadeshet. Rav Yehuda says he must read the Mikra and the Targum Onkelos. The Gemara says this is only if he says, I am a reader. However, if he says, I'm an expert, I'm a Baki, then it's only a condition if he can expertly read Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. If a man gives Kedushin on condition that I study, Chizkiyah says the Kedushin is only valid if he learns Halachas, meaning Halacha Mashem Sinai. Rav Yechanan says it's valid if he learns Torah. In fact, Rav Brysa says, what's Mishnah? What's studying? Rav Meir says, it's Halacha. Rav Yehuda says it's medrash. So now no one says it's Torah, Chumash. Mar says when Rabbi Yechanan says Torah, he means medrash on the Torah. Mar says this is only if he says I study. However, if he says I'm a Tana, then the Kedushin is only effective if he learns Halacha, Sifra, Sifri, and Tesefta. Zakhti Gemar, if a man gives Kedushin on the condition that I am a Talmud, then we do not take this to mean that he has to be from the great Talmudim. Rather, as long as he can answer a question on an area that he's currently learning, that's sufficient. If a man gives Kedushin on the condition that I am a Chacham, we don't say he has to be a Chacham like Rabbi Akiva. As long as he can answer anything that needs wisdom to be answered, he's considered to be a Chacham. If a man gives Kedushin on a condition that I am a strong person, we don't say he has to be as strong as the great generals of the past. Rather, as long as people fear him because of his strength, he's considered to be a strong person. If a man gives Kedushin on a condition that I am a wealthy person, we don't say he has to be as wealthy as Rabbi Lazar as I and the others at that level. Rather, as long as people honor him due to his wealth, he's considered to be a wealthy person. If a man gives Kedushin on condition that I am a tzaddik, then Kedushin is effective even if he's a complete Rasha, because maybe he had a thought of doing a tshuva. If a man gives Kedushin on a condition that I am a Rasha, then the Kedushin is effective even if he's a complete tzaddik, because maybe he had thoughts of avodah zarah. There are 10 measures of wisdom, chachma, that were brought to this world. Eretz Yisrael got 9 of the portions, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of beauty that were brought to the world. Yerushalayim got 9 portions, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of wealth that were brought to the world. The early Romans got 9 portions, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 portions of poverty that were brought to the world. Babel got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of arrogance that were brought to this world. Elam got 9, the rest of the world got 1 portion. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechon and Dash and the Apostle teach that there was a lot of arrogance in Bavel, where it says the arrogance was initially brought down to Bavel, and from there it traveled and made its way to Elam. We learned that poverty is a sign of arrogance, so it must have been that there was lot of arrogance in Bavli. We said they had poverty. The Gemara says the poverty that comes from arrogance is actually poverty from Torah, not financial poverty. Dr. Maravaita, there are 10 measures of strength that were brought to this world. The Persians got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of life that were brought to the world. Modai got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of Kishuv that were brought to the world. Mitzrayim got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of Negoyim that were brought to this world. Chazer and pigs got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of Znus that were brought to this world. Arabia got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of Chutzpah that were brought to this world. Meshon got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of talking that were brought to this world. Women got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of drunkenness that were brought to this world. The Kushim got 9, the rest of the world got 1. There are 10 measures of sleep that were brought to this world. Slaves got 9 portions, the rest of the world got 1. Zok, the next Mishnah. If a man gives Kiddushin on condition that I am a Kohen, and we find that he's a Levi or vice versa, or I'm conditioned that I'm a Nos, and we find he's a Mamzer or vice versa, on condition that I'm from a town, we find that he's from a city, or vice versa, on condition that my house is near the bathhouse, and we find that it's far away, or vice versa, on the condition that I have a grown daughter or maidservant, and he's found not to have one, or vice versa, on condition that I don't have any children, and he's found to have children, or vice versa. In all these cases, even if the woman says, I intended to become a Kiddushin to him, even if what he told me was not true, still she's not Mekadeshus. So the mission, the same applies if she was the one who misleads him.